Patient name, Jewett, J-E-W-E-T-T. First name, Jillian, J-I-L-L-I-A-N. Date of service, July 3rd, 2023. Time of service, 9:15 a.m. through 10:15 a.m. Code 99205. Chief complaint. The patient stated, this was sort of influenced by my mom a lot. She wants to make sure I'm in a good place. It has been influenced in the past because of some of my problems, period. Unquote. History of present illness. The onset of the patient's problems began early in high school and worsened throughout her high school years. She stated that she is struggling with her mom's concerns about her. She is, what feels she was pushed by her mom to get a job. It has not been working out. She sees a life coach named Ninette, N-I-N-E-T-T-E, Wachtel, W-A-C-H-T-E-L, by phone. She was seeing her every 2 weeks and now is seeing her every month. The patient finds it to be very helpful. The patient stated that she feels that most of her problems are rooted in trauma. She stated that her parents believed in, quote, the belt, period. She stated her father would chase her down with the belt to punish them and hit them. She stated that her father has held her against the wall by her neck in punishment. She stated that her mother used to throw dishes when she was angry. She stated that parents were going through a divorce at one point but tried to fix it. Her sister bullied her. She was bullied in school. There was one point she thought she actually had Tourette's in school. And in high school, she went from no signs and symptoms to what she claims is PTSD now. She's never had obsessions or compulsions, no rituals. She denies panic attacks. She states she has never been depressed. The only time she was sad when she was when she, there was a breakup of a relationship with a boy in which she ended up feeling numb, flat, and had no energy for a while. The patient allowed her mother, Diane Jewett, to be in the room during her appointment. The mother provided history as well. The patient basically describes herself as a spiritual, happy-go-lucky person. She feels that she has come a long way with her trauma. She stated that she is unsure whether she wants to pursue a career in the arts, meaning, period. She is a singer. She went to Five Towns College. She stated she is a writer, a poet, and a social media influencer. Her mother is concerned that she is on social media all the time, period. However, comma, the patient stated that she is doing her work. The patient presents with a euphonic mood. Affect is expansive. Her speech is overproductive, slightly pressured. The patient made a joke that there was a time she was so grateful to her sister that she wanted to empty her bank account to give to her sister in gratitude, but did not do it. The patient denies any sustained periods of acting out of character, having increased energy, decreased need for sleep, or other signs of mania, hypomania. However, the mother explained that the patient made up a 30-page contract and wanted the parents to sign it in an effort to make their relationship better. This concerned the mother greatly. The patient at this point stated she does not want her mother to sit with this writer privately during the session or at the end of the session. Past psychiatric history, the patient reports being treated for anxiety and depression. She is currently on Zoloft 100 milligrams provided by Dr. Leslie Brades, capital B-R-A-D-E-S, her primary medical doctor. She stated when she was started on it at 50 milligrams, it was very helpful. She was calmer. She started to not feel as well, and it was increased to 100 milligrams. Since the increase in 100 milligrams, her mother did notice that there has been an elevation of mood. The patient denies suicidal ideation. She has had no non-suicidal self-injurious behaviors. A few years ago, she does admit to having some passive suicidal ideations after the breakup. There are no homicidal ideations or aggressive ideas. There is no indication of psychosis at this juncture. Family history, mother has PTSD. The patient feels that the father has mental health issues but is not diagnosed. Period. In fact, comma, she stated that probably many members of the family have mental health issues but are not diagnosed. Next line, substance use. The patient drinks a few White Claws if she goes out. She doesn't like to have more than a few because she doesn't like the way the alcohol makes her feel if she's intoxicated. She used to vape nicotine. She has been off that for 1 year. She may smoke cannabis about once every 5 to 6 months, but equally doesn't like that too much, period. Allergies, dust. Medication, Zyrtec 10 milligrams POQD, PRN. She has been taking it daily over the past month. Omeprazole 20 milligrams POQD. Synthroid 75 micrograms POQAM. The patient has dust allergies, GERD, and hypothyroidism. Surgical, the patient had an appendectomy and a right elbow repair after fall. Social, the patient currently works at the Paramount Theater 2 days a week. She stated that the pay is not great, but there is, quote, good energy there, unquote. She was a waitress at Hooters and felt that it was very demeaning and not a good fit for her. She hopes to be a server at the Paramount and eventually work her way into her music career and as a singer. Perhaps. It is unclear whether this is reasonable or not. She enjoys her job very much nonetheless. She is on a volleyball league with her coworkers. Developmental. The patient's milestones were met on time. She was a good student. She had high average grades. There were no acting out behaviors in childhood. She was bullied in school. She was bullied by her sister. which left a mark on her. Diagnosis: unspecified bipolar and related disorder, PTSD, plan, decrease Zoloft to 50 milligrams once daily, PO. The patient has medication. This is Corrine Castro signing off for North Shore Psychiatric Consultants.